And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
North Carolinians got another powerful lesson recently about the dangers of privatizing essential public services. It happened when the General Assembly released a new report on a politically connected Winston-Salem nonprofit that received numerous contracts from state environmental officials to clean up and restore streams in western North Carolina. The nonprofit, an outfit known as the Resource Institute, has been in the midst of a morass of convoluted deals with various state agencies for some time. The new report found that, among other things, state funding for the projects in question were duplicative, that there was a lack of monitoring on the performance of the grants, and the grant awards were imprecisely calculated, increasing the risk that the state could pay too much for projects. Investigators might have added that the folks running the Resource Institute got their contracts after giving lots of big campaign contributions to powerful legislators. The bottom line, state government may be imperfect, but lawmakers invite a raft of problems when they hand tax dollars to well-connected private operators to do what ought to be the work of public employees. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.